Exactly, right. So as long as you stay with us, so it's month to month. As long as you stay with us, we continue to keep you on that first page. If you were to leave the service, you wouldn't be wiped off of Google completely. You would just slide back to the back pages, but really 90% of the searches, they'll start and stop on that first page. You know, usually they don't have to go any further, so that's the value of it. But okay, so I've got Mario here. He's going to apply the rate for me. We'll do our best to make it fit for you. Hang on here.
Hey, Jacob, how are you doing?
How you doing?
Pretty good. Thank you for asking. Jacob, I'll try to make this as brief as possible. I know you've been on the line with our agent, Tara. She did explain, you know, the basic 101s. If you don't mind me, by the way, Jacob, again, my name is Mario. I'm one of the agents on the finance team. We handle the pricing for the services that we offer. With your pressure washing for Southern Supreme, I know you're doing it part-time. With that said, are you trying to expand the company, Jacob, or are you just trying to gain more work as of right now? What precisely are you looking to do?
I mean, all in all, I want this business to expand. I do. You know, I got two little kids, and I've been through some tough stuff the last couple months. So I'm trying to, you know, I don't know where it's going to go, but I want it to expand. Right now, I'm just doing it as I go, you know.
Yeah, I think I catch your drift there, you know what I mean? Again, sorry for whatever situation you're going through, man. I have two daughters myself, and 2 years ago I went through something pretty, I can't say similar. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah,
I said, I don't know what you went through, but I was going to say, I think you hit the, you hit the nail on the head, man. That's exactly what I went through, and I'll tell you, it's been 2 years, and even now, 2 years later, it's a process, man. It's a process. It's nothing simple. I don't know how long ago you went through it, but, you know, especially when you have kids involved, you know, it just makes it that much difficult, you know, but, man, a different subject to touch, but anyhow, man, you know, hopefully, things work out for you and get better, man. And hopefully, you know, getting your company off the ground and putting it on that first page, or at least, you know, making it successful, is definitely going to be heading in the right direction, man, especially with two little kids. Anyhow, partner, just to give you a quick rundown, our company name is Local Splash. We are a premier partner. We have a partnership with Google, right? Nationwide, there's only about 30-some companies that do have that member, that premier partnership. We're one of them. Just like Tara mentioned to you, you know, we're just looking for a company in the area to get this position filled in. It'll get filled in sometime by the end of today. Once it does, we'll put that company on the first page, and then we close out the category, since our company doesn't work with anyone that does what you do, right? So you would be the only pressure washer in the area that we would be working with. And then what's included with the service, I mean, not only do we put you on the first page, we start up a website for you. Do you have your own website currently?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I did, but I don't have it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there a reason for? I'm just, you know, trying to figure out, because I know you said you've been doing it for 2 years. Is there a reason there's no website, you know, done for you at this point?
Yeah, I had it all. Like I said, the divorce, it was me and my wife, and we had the website and everything, and then she was going to take the business, so I had kind of...
You know what, Jacob, you don't have to say anymore, man. Believe me, when I say I understand.
So yeah, I'm just taking it kind of slow, and I didn't want to go full blown with the business. Like, I just didn't have the time yet to freaking get a website
going. Well, I send you a text message. Let me know if you got it. Just a sample site. You know, if you just click on it right quick and, you know, you open that, you know, it'll let you, you know, right into the sample side of what we do, and you know, I'll go in there with you.
Right. Yeah, so this is what it would look like, just with my name.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, if you click on any of the, you know, it gives you different options on how to look at it. So, the superior pressure washing, if you roll down right, of course, on the top, it's, you know, Southern Supreme Pressure Washing, of course. And then it, you know, gives rundown of what you do, who you are, what you offer, the services that you render, you know, and then the client will be able to contact you, in different ways, right? Whether they are, trying to reach out to you, book an appointment, trying to send you a text message, or just simply call you. If you look at the top right portion of the page, there's going to be a little phone icon. So they don't even have to, you know, look up your number, because nowadays we make that so, facilitate that for clients, because otherwise they'll just don't want to look up the number, right? People are just so lazy some days that, you know, all they would have to do is click on the little phone icon and it'll dial you directly, right? So it's going to contact you directly. And then, you know, they'll be able to reach you. And, you know, at that point you make the decision whether you take on the lead or not based on, you know, whatever you guys speak about. But aside from that, Jacob, we also create a business Facebook account for you. Do you have that going yet?
I had one of those too, and I don't have anything on social media right now.
Okay, so we would create a Facebook account where we would run ads for you, right? So I don't know if you know how the ads work, Jacob. It's not just like putting you on Facebook and putting you on that, what is it called, the Facebook Market or so forth, which is just like the basic 101. It actually, it's like right now, if you go on your phone and you sit, you know, you go on Google and you look for a good burger joint, later on when you're on your Facebook, you're going to start seeing ads for different burger joints, right? That's the connection Google and Facebook have. So same thing with us, right? So if we work with you, somebody's on their phone looking for a pressure washer, what's going to happen when they get on their Facebook, they're going to see Southern Supreme Pressure Washing ads, right? Which is a fantastic form of gaining leads, right? When people forget that they're looking for something, some type of service, I mean, they'll start looking at it through their Facebook ads. And then Yelp, being an Apple, Jacob, or the other platforms that are included in our service, right? Just to give you an example, if anyone in Palm Beach is looking for a pressure washer, what's going to happen is that you're going to be one of the top recommended companies on that first page, right? You know, and then we allow you to have multiple keywords as long as there's services that you offer, and, you know, people could find you by these keywords as well. Now, I know you were with Angie's. How'd that go for you?
It's all right.
Okay.
You know, it's like, I mean, it's here and there. You get a job.
Hit and miss. Okay. But you got to pay them a percentage or, you know, per lead or something of that nature, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
So here's the bottom line. I think, you know, you're interested in what this costs, right? Our monthly rate is quite affordable, and only because we have that premier partnership with Google. Right, because I think that's one of the questions we get asked the most is, hey, how do you guys do the website, the ads on Facebook, the first page on Google, at $249 a month, right? And the reason behind that is because we do have that premier partnership with Google. So that is our monthly rate, Jacob, $249 monthly. It includes all the services that we offer. It's not a contract. It's a month-to-month. The only thing the client pays the first month is $99 plus the first month, and that's only on the first month. Every month is $249, right? There's no hidden charges, no hidden fees. You know, whether you get 40 leads or 50 leads or whatever the amount of leads it is that, you know, opportunities that it generates, you're not paying separately, right? And I only say that to you because a lot of our clients come from Angie's List or Home Advisor or Thumbtack, which are, you know, different platforms that do what we do, right? But they don't have that premier partnership with Google, so their charges, I mean, I'm sure you can testify to that, are, you know, quite a bit more. And then, you know, sometimes what our clients tell us, hey, you know, I get phone calls and not everything turns into an actual job, right? A lot of these calls are just for information or pricing or whatever the case is, right? So, you know, a lot of our clients come from Angie's List and they end up doing canceling them, and they just, I mean, customers get ecstatic to pay one flat rate. I mean, $249 a month, you know, with one opportunity that we generate for you, you know, that definitely should cover the first month. I mean, that alone, that you'll be placed on so many different platforms, right?
So is this going to establish me? Is this going to establish my business in Google, right? Correct.
That's correct. Yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely. Yeah. Establish your GVP, right? So we'll get you going on the first page of Google. We get the website running for you, and then we work on the Facebook ads. I think you're going to love that feature. You know, the ads on Facebook. I only say that because I have both my sister and my brother-in-law. They're with the company, and they are in love with that particular portion of what we do. Aside from being on the first page, they get quite a bit of leads from those Facebook ads. Right, 'cause people think about Facebook and they're like, oh yeah, I know Facebook on the marketplace. No, it's not the marketplace. It's the actual ads, right? Which is a genius tool that Google, you know, the way that that works is awesome, right? Like I said, so if anyone gets on their phone, Jacob, and they're looking for someone that's doing pressure washing, like I said, when they get on their Facebook, you know, they'll start seeing ads for Southern Supreme Pressure Washing. Right, but yes, if you're asking what this, go ahead.
Well, I know what the ad, I've done the ad, ran ads myself on Facebook.
Okay.
Wasn't much. So the flat rate though, yeah, I just can't wrap my head around $249. How are you guys, like, what about the, you charging for the ads and stuff on Facebook?
No, it's already included, right? It's already included on that $249. Again, you're not getting charged separately for that. It's a service that's already included. You know, again, that price normally gets people to, like, what? You know, I mean, sign me up. What am I waiting for? Because they know what the companies charge, right? But here's how it works, and this is the reality, Jacob. I'll shoot you straight. The pricing is not something that, you know, that's, you know, an object to our company. We've been doing this for 20 years, right? We've been doing, you know, SEO for 20 years and helping, you know, clients put their companies on that first page and getting them, you know, get the ball rolling for them. The way that it works for us is that if your company is successful, you know, which most of our clients, if you, you know, look at our site and look at our reviews, are extremely happy with our service, is that if, you know, once your company starts being successful and, you know, we start seeing the progress, Jacob, that's information that we share with Google to keep that premier partnership. Like I told you, there's only about 34 or 35, if I'm not mistaken, companies nationwide that have that premier partnership with Google. And that's how we keep that partnership with them, is to show them what we do continues to work for our clients, right? And that's how we're able to give that rate at $249 to include the Facebook ads. You know, and like you said, are you looking to, you know, it does put you on Google if that's what you're looking at, and gets you established with Google as well, right? So now when, you know, people look you up, they'll find you on that first page as one of the top recommended companies.
So if I were to do, so if you were to do this, I don't know, it just sounds, yeah, it sounds, I mean, I want to do it. So if we, say, so if I type my name, my business name in, like, right now on my phone after we do this, you'll see me up there?
And here's the reality to this. If any company tells you that, you know, once you sign up with them, you're going to find yourself within a day or two, it's a bunch of crap, Jacob. The way that this works is that the Facebook ads and your website, we will get that running in a time frame between 7 days to 14 days max. Because we have the premier partnership with Google, for us to get you on the first page of Google will take us 30 days roughly, right? Anyone that does not have the premier partnership with Google and does what we do takes them 90 to 120 days, right? So I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, yeah, you know what, pay $249 and then tomorrow you're going to be on that first page. It unfortunately does not work like that. There's no one that can do that in the market. And, you know, there's... And if anyone does tell you that they can do that, Jacob, you know they're pulling your leg. I mean, it takes, you know, a domain to be created. It takes verifications to be done. I mean, information that we have to communicate with Google back and forth to get you on that first page. So don't ever buy from anyone that tells you that they can do it in, you know, a few days. It's just a bunch of crap. The reality is that, you know, because we are a premier partner, we have the ability to do this the fastest time frame that is provided by Google, which is 30 days. But yes, you would all be right, go ahead.
So, all right, yeah, that sounds good, man. We'll go ahead and if you want to, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try it. And if for some reason I'm not happy with this or whatever,
If you're not happy with it, Jacob, I'll tell you something. You can cancel at any time because it's not a contract, so you're not buying to this. But I don't think you're going to cancel. I mean, I'll just tell you as a straight shooter. And here, let me share something with you that I normally don't share. You know, a lot of these companies like Angie's List or Thumbtag or, you know, Home Advisor, all the agents that are behind a computer like I am, they're getting a commission check every time that you sign up with them, right? For us, you know, here at Local Splash, we get a fair pay hourly, right? And that does not change whether you say, hey, let's sign up or not. I mean, that stays the same. And I share that with you because it makes a difference. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're sitting there just working on commission, you tell the client whatever they want to hear in order to get them to sign up. You know, I wish that was the case for us, but it's not. I think I'll be a lot more persistent, you know, but yes, you are able to cancel this anytime you want if you're not happy with it.
All right, well, let's go. Then you're telling me that why did this spot open up?
It's availability. I mean, I'm going to shoot you straight, man. It's an availability that normally does not become available too often. Why it became available, I couldn't tell you the reason why. We just know that we have one position to fill up, right? And if position is not taken up by you, I promise you that by the end of the day today, it will be taken up by someone that does what you do because of the pricing and because of the services that we offer. Right? There's multiple reasons why the position could have became available. Right? You know, but again, it's a position that will be filled in sometime today.
All right, let's go ahead and let's do it. That sounds good.
Jacob, what's your last name, brother?
It's Cartelis, C-A-R-T-A-L-E-S.
Do you know what your last name means? I've never seen your last name. Do you know what it means in Spanish?
No.
You don't? I probably shouldn't tell you. It's not a very good thing.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah. Are you familiar with, you know, the cartels in Mexico that do all the drug rings and all the
I've heard this before. Yeah, I've heard the guy. I know the cartels. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's the same thing. It's instead of saying one cartel, it's just like saying multiple cartels because it has an N at the S. If your name didn't have an N S at the S, then it'd just be one. But Cartelis is saying, you know, multiple cartels. I mean, I've never seen your last name before. That's it.
It's C-A-R-T-A-L-E-S.
Yeah, that's exactly how it's spelled. In Spanish. I tell you, because I speak Spanish, I'm bilingual, and I've never seen that last name. Where's that from, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, it's my dad's side. It's like Greek.
Oh, but okay.
Italian, you know, Italian, Greek, it's like mixed like that, somewhere over there.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, and your first name is registered as Jacob, J-A-C-O-B?
Yeah, yes, sir.
All right, what's a good email address, Jacob?
It's going to be, I guess, my business email.
Hey, if you don't mind Southern. Me, go ahead, hold on.
What's
Southern,
up?
Okay, no, go ahead, Southern.
Southern Supreme. PW at gmail.com.
Southern Supreme PW?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
No, I was going to ask you, if you don't mind me asking, how long ago was that separation take place?
Oh, man, a little over a year and a half ago.
Damn, man, you know, I mean, what, still real fresh, man.
Yeah, I know, and I'm kind of all, you know, I know, there's things I know that I can't go back to, but at the same time, it's hard to be, start to parent to my kids, dude, alone. Yeah.
Are they with her?
No, I got them 50-50, so.
Yeah, you know, you're in the same boat as me, 50-50, brother.
Yeah. 50-50.
I got two girls, you know. Man, I mean, if the call was not being recorded, there's a lot more I would share with you, you know that?
Yeah, dude.
You know, but
rough.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay, 1 second. So, what do you do for you? Do you have a separate job? You're doing full time?
Yeah, so I'm with, I work 4 days a week doing, I'm a subcontractor for the state of Florida, but I'm like an agricultural spray tech, so I just run airboats and take care of like aquatic vegetation. And then aside from that, I'm doing whatever I can for money, pretty much working on golf cart stuff, so.
Now let's get this business off and going for you, man. I'm gonna send you my info so we touch bases in a couple months, you know, a few months from now and see where you're at, man. I don't say this only because I work here, but you know, just being a straight shooter with you, you know, like I said, I would have never brought my family over here, man, if I knew it didn't work. I think you're gonna be very, you know, pretty happy with what we can do, man. I mean, and especially since we only work with one provider, that does make a world of a difference because we're able just to concentrate on you, on your particular category. What address is this registered to, Jacob?
Yeah, so it's 9205. Yeah, Sun Terrace.
Is that Circle?
Yeah, Sun Terrace Circle.
And I have 33403.
Yeah, Department B. I don't know if that matters too, but.
No, all right, let me just update that here. How's your Spanish, Jacob? Any Spanish, brother?
It's, you know, I need to learn Spanish, because it, I feel like I need to. I'm not good with it.
No worries, man. I just ask because a lot of the times, you know, people speak Spanish and you don't even know they do.
Yeah, I should know more because it would help me out a lot, too.
All right, so you do, this is information I'm going to send over to the IT department and our operations. You do pressure washing. What is entailed? What else? What services do you do with the pressure washing? Is it just strictly pressure washing?
No, I do pressure washing, soft washing, roof cleaning.
All right, 1 second. Hold on. Soft washing, roof cleaning. Okay.
Pressure washing, and then that's pretty much it. I mean, you know, fence cleaning, but they'll, you know, usually call and ask if I do that.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. How old are your kids, brother?
4 and 3. Growing up.
Oh, man. Yours are still little, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, my girls are a little bit older now. I mean, I was with their mother 17 years, brother.
Yeah, that's a long time. That was longer than me. My dad was 22 years before he got divorced. 87.
You know, it's crazy because now, I mean, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to jump off topic with you, man, but it just seems now that the divorce rate is just off the roof, man. Like, you know, that everything has just changed. You know, I mean.
It's ridiculous. Every person I talk to that I've talked to about my divorce, you know, they're all go say somebody and they're all like, they've all been through it, man. Every single one of them. I rarely find somebody that's still happily married. And even if they're married, they're not. They're both not happy.
Like, there you go. I was just going to tell you that, man. I didn't, and I'm glad you said that. You know, you beat me to the punch. I was going to say, you know what? And the people that are, you can see their life is just so shitty, man. You know, they're like always complaining about something or something didn't go right. And, you know, like I got one of my best friends, because I have two of them, and one of them divorced too after 10 years. And the other one just won't stop complaining about how bad his wife is. And I'm just like, dude. I'm like,
yeah.
You
it's
know?
Crazy. Don't want to. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. This doesn't matter, and but we do have to ask this two questions here of regarding license and insurance. Are you currently licensed or insurance, or not, or just the LLC?
I have the LLC. I was told that, you know, yeah. Do I need to, like, with the pressure washing? I've been doing this for a while. I haven't.
Yeah, I don't think that this is. Yeah, I don't think this is one of the scenarios where you have, you know, this is a requirement. Right, but again, I'm not 100% sure. Tomorrow, you're gonna get a call from our operations department because they're the ones that are gonna collect all the details, you know, to get the website going to put you on that first page. That'll be a good question to ask them because they would know. Right, but to my knowledge, the pressure washers that I've dealt with in the past, this is probably not one of those criteria where it's a requirement.
Yeah. Okay.
How about the insurance? No insurance yet then, right?
Yeah, I had insurance, and I, like I said, when I was going through all that stuff, I just kind of pulled the plug on everything. I could get
Got
insurance
it.
If I need to, no problem.
Okay,
but
let me put that on there. Had it before. Are you taking, do me a favor and take pictures of your work when you do. You take pictures. Have you have you do you have a few pictures that you've taken before, Jacob?
Yeah, I could go through this phone and see what I got. I do have like a on my website. I had kept what I wrote for the website and my notes on my phone and everything.
Okay.
Before I got rid of it, it's just like a little. Paragraph, my pictures, I'll look through and see what I got.
Okay. All right. Now, just make sure you have those available when you get a chance because those are the ones that we'll be posting up on the website for you.
Okay.
And then the distance that you're willing to travel, I mean, are we doing 10 miles, 15 miles, 20 miles? What are you looking to travel? You know,
I don't know if you can see on a map. Can you see on a map or no? I'm not really sure how far the distance is.
We can also do timing, right? I mean, are you willing to travel 30 minutes, 40 minutes, 50 minutes, an hour?
I could travel 45 minutes, something like that.
45 minutes, okay.
Can I adjust that if I want?
Yeah, at any time, absolutely. So what I'm going to do right now, I'll put you out for 40 miles out, which sounds about right, about, you know, 50 minutes, 55 minutes. If you wanted to adjust that at any time, we can do that. So, okay, 40 miles out, please. All right. And then the hours of operations you wanted to say on the site, what are we looking at, Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Well, my question for you is, like, you know, since I am working my other job, does it matter to leave the hours open, you know, and then I just set my schedule on the days that I'm not, you know, working? Like, I'll let them know that, you know, I'm available Friday through Sunday or whatever this week, current week.
Yeah, so you know what I'll put here? Call for scheduling.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to put that on here. I'll let the operations team work that out with you. They'll be able to manage. I'll put call for scheduling, hours vary. How does that sound?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then tomorrow, you will get a call from the IT/operations department. What time tomorrow do you have about 30, 40 minutes to spare, Jacob?
It'll be noon.
Noon? All right. Let me see what I have available. Give me 1 second here. Any plans with the kids? Are you going to have them, brother, for 4th of July, or she has them?
Yeah, I'm in that weird spot where they actually go back to her for 2 days, and then I get them for the 4th and stuff for 2 days.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I'll take them out and do something.
Gotcha. Tomorrow, I have a 5 or a 6 o'clock available, or if you want sooner, I can do a little sooner.
If you want to do 5 o'clock tomorrow, I'll be all right.
Okay, hold on. Let me put you in there. Just do me a favor. Make sure you answer that call because, you know, that's the only thing that will keep this from moving forward is if you don't pick up that call and speak to the operations team. So just, you know, so I know sometimes you can get busy. Just try to make sure you get to it.
Okay.
Man, I can't believe we're in July already. Wow.
So if I got a logo too already that I made, is that, can you use that one or?
Bring that up to the IT department. They're probably going to want you to send that over to them so they can take a look at it.
Okay.
2 PM, 3, 4, 5 PST. All right. I'm almost done here, man. Thank you for being patient with me. It's just quite a bit of information I got to send over to them. All right. So I have Jacob Carteles, 9205 Sun Terrace Circle, Palm Beach, Florida, 33403. Okay. And then I do need to secure the account. Jacob, I need a security question to secure the account. And you get to choose this. That's in case you call us or we call you. You're going to have to provide this. The first is your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's first name?
You could do city I was born in.
Go ahead.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
I'm going to put it all in one word because we don't have spaces, so it'll be West Palm Beach, okay?
Okay.
All right, and then what we accept Visa, MasterCard, Amex, and Discover as form of payment. Which one would you use today?
Probably MasterCard.
Okay, it's going to start with a number 5 whenever you're ready. Oh, and that email address that you gave me, I'm assuming you do have access to it because that's where I'm going to send the confirmation as soon as it goes through?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Okay, go ahead when you're ready.
It's 5586.
5586.
Yeah, 6809.
6809.
Yeah,
6525.
6525.
3362. Expiration?
Expiration date is 0227.
February 27th. And then it's called the CC code, which is the security code on back of the card. It's 3 digits, if you don't mind.
Yeah, 795.
795. All right, stand by. Let me verify your card. One thing I would ask from you, Jacob, if you do have family or friends, and, you know, if you see that this is something that is being, you know, that's working out for you, which I think you will see it. You know, word of mouth is always good for us, right? So you'll have my personal information if this is something that you're enjoying and loving. as long as we have a position available, I mean, it would be great if you, you know, refer us and also, you know, review us on online, right? Because all of that stuff helps us out as well, man. And we know that, you know, our clients are very happy and, you know, like I said, word of mouth goes a long way, man.
Sounds good.
All right. There we go. Hold on just 1 second, brother. And like I said, man, I'm not saying this, just say this, you know, hopefully once you see what we can do, and, you know, I'm not going to say any further, you'll be the judge of it, right, and see how much, you know, you enjoy it, but I think you will. And once you do, you don't, we cover all the bases that other companies do, right, so you don't have to be paying more than $249, man, you know.
That's, so. That's crazy to me. Now, I'm not sure if I believe it yet, 100%. I think that's crazy. But
hey, man, you know what? You're not the first, and you won't be the last, right? Because people are used to paying $600-$700 for what we offer. So when they hear $249, they're like, "Wait a minute, what's the catch?" I hear that quite a bit. Like, this is not, you know, this is not doesn't sound right. But this is it, man. There's no catch. We're, you know, we're in it for the long run with our clients, right? We're not looking to be with someone for just a few months. We're looking for a long-term relationship with our customers, and hopefully that would be the same scenario with you, Jacob. All right, I'm about done here, Jacob. I just got to read what is called the voice verification. I'm sure you know it's for quality control. And then once I get that done, then we'll be all set until you get that phone call tomorrow, okay? Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason being is that we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing and with an invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, stop me and ask me to clarify for you. Just say, hey, Mario, what does this mean? I'll be happy to rephrase it. Just want to make sure we have a firm understanding before we move forward with the transaction. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and its added form of protection for you as well. To ensure accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of the business?
Southern Supreme Pressure Washing, LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title you have with the business?
Jacob Scott Cartelis, owner.
Thank you very much. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
Yes.
Okay. Are you an authorized user on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in this campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you might get calls from third parties that is not Local Splash trying to sell you the service that we already render. This is why we provide you with that security question to verify. So when you get calls from us, Jacob, we're going to ask you that question, which, you know, you would be the only one to know the answer to West Palm Beach. Make sure that when you call us, be aware of that. And when we call you, we're going to ask you to, you know, what city you were born in. And that's how you, you know, we verify that. Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yes.
Okay. They're going to come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. We ask that you save this number as Local Splash under your contacts. If you want, if you don't want to write it down, what I can do is I can text you my information from it, Jacob, if it's easier.
Do you mind texting it right now?
Yeah, no, as soon as I'm done reading this, I'll text it right away. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah. In hiring Local, well, what it says is that if you do marketing outside of what we're doing for you to keep us in the loop, right? If you start, it's basically saying, hey, if you're, you know, working with another company doing promotion, just let us know so we're not duplicating our efforts, basically.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Your initial setup payment today, which is July 1st, is in a non-refundable amount of $348. Keep in mind that you are paying the $99 today. That's the initiation charge. You don't pay that but the first month. This will renew August 1st for $249. This could be discontinued at any time since this is not an agreement. And you may discontinue your agreement by contacting the client support number 877-635-6225 and speaking to a live agent. To prevent charges from the next month's service, if you decide to ever cancel, we simply ask that you give us a call 3 days prior to the renewing date. So in your case, you give us a call 3 days if you decide to cancel, right, prior to canceling. Again, I don't think it's something you would want to do, but if you did, you have that option, and we just ask to give us a call 3 days prior to that. Okay. And then lastly, do you understand and agree to the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me send that over to you right now. Give me a second. When you get a chance, go into your emails. You're going to start getting quite a bit of few emails, and you're going to get an email, Jacob, that says, "Welcome to Local Splash." Do me a favor, open that up when you receive it. I mean, you don't have to do it right now if you're occupied, but if you have time, open that up, and on the top portion of it, it's going to say terms and conditions. It's going to go over, you can review it, it's fine. It's going to go over what me and you went over, right? That it's $249 a month, that this is not a contract, that you can cancel anytime. That it includes getting you on the first page of Google, you know, building your website, all the stuff that we went over. And then on the bottom portion of that, there's going to be two little squares. One is going to say, "I accept the terms and condition," and the other one is going to say that we're allowed to text you if we need to. And then on the bottom of that, there's going to be an orange box. It's going to ask you to type in your name. And then you send that back to us. So once we get that, you'll be able to also access what is called your tracking system, right? You're going to have availability to have like an app where it's going to show you all the people that are looking at the site, people that are calling you. It's basically tracking everything, right? And then tomorrow when you get a call from the IT and operations team, they'll see that it's already signed. When you get it, just make sure you complete it, because a lot of the times people forget, and then they'll call them tomorrow, and then the first thing that the operations team says, "Hey, did you get the terms and conditions over to us?" And it's like, "Oh, I forgot," which is not a real, you know, I mean, it's important, but they'll still help you if you need them to, you know, to go over it with you. But preferably, I mean, it's pretty simple if you just go over it. So everything's already said and done on my end here. Let me send you, you should start getting text messages, and you're going to get emails as well. And then let me send you my information. Let me know if you got my number. It says Mario with Local Splash, and it provides you my extension as well.
In the email or text?
No, I send it to you text message.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay. All right. Well, Jacob, you know, welcome to Local Splash, brother. I think that, you know, I hope you don't think I'm saying this just because I work here, but I think you made a great decision, man. You know, and I say that honestly to you, and I do, you know, hope that things, you know, get better, man, because I know the ride you're going through, and it's not a fun one, you know. But, you know, hopefully, you know, getting Southern Supreme in a much better position also helps you, you know, sort of put some things to the side, right? I mean, I know that being occupied a lot of the times is something that is definitely helpful, man. You know,
yeah.
So, again, you're all set on my end. You know, like I said, get those terms and conditions reviewed and signed and sent back to us when you get a chance. They're going to go to your email. And, you know, once you do, be prepared to get that phone call tomorrow. It's going to be 5 p.m. It's going to be our operations team, right? They're going to capture all the information they have to get the ball rolling for the website and get the ball rolling for the first page of Google and the Facebook ads and so forth. But, you know, most importantly, like I said, man, welcome to the family. And, you know, we look forward to doing this with you long-term, man.
Cool.
All right. All right, Jacob. Well, again, brother, best of luck with the other situation you're going through. You know what I'm talking about. And as far as this situation, I think that you made a wise choice. Again, I'll let you be the judge of that, right? Like I said, once, you know, a couple months have gone by and you see, you know, what's working for you, you know, just remember, you have my information. You're more than happy, you know, I'll be more than happy, I should say, if you share that with, you know, if you have family and friends that, you know, need help getting their business off the ground.
Yeah, man, for sure. And good luck to you, too.
All right. Thank you, Jacob. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 5 p.m.
All right. Cool.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.